Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
4 o'clock. You know what that means. A little Chris versus the fans coming your way here. How's Chris versus the fans been going?
Chris has just been mowing people down.
You've been dominating, Chris.
I've been hot lately.
You've been on one of your heaters.
Been rolling. Right. Before we get started, I want to shout out to my new golfing friends. I told them I would shout them out today. Went to Loma Santa Fe this morning. We only had two of our normal foursomes, so we were matched up with another pair.
Thanks for the invite.
You're not invited until you're healthy. You still can't lift your arm up.
Yeah, how is your shoulder going?
I have to remind myself that it's
only been... How far are we out from surgery?
Like 2.5 months. So
it's 6 months.
I have to remind myself that I still just got it done.
Yeah, you got a long way to go. Sorry.
You got a long way to go. You definitely have a long way to go.
Well, I mean, no, before I call you for golf.
I know.
How often are you going to therapy?
Those are done, so I just have to keep up with it at home.
On your own? Be honest. Are you doing
every other day?
Okay.
Do your therapy.
Make sure you do it, dog.
It's the one where you have to take like the broom handle and you go up.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah. That one hurts.
That one hurts. Yeah, I can see that.
I can feel it right now.
Anything involving a broom handle. Of course, for you, maybe not as difficult.
I'm a good sweeper or something?
Yes.
Okay.
But I wanted to thank. We got paired up with a couple of nice ladies. It was kind of comical in the sense that they were both named Karen. So it's Karen and Karen. And Tony, you would have loved these ladies, or so would you, Scraby, as a golf guy. They both hit the ball about on their best shot, about 90 yards. But it went straight as an arrow every time for 18 straight holes. They did not waver off the center line for 18 straight holes. God love both of them. They would hit one into the fairway, then hit another 90 yards and chip up, make their putts. They both were really good players, nice ladies. They said that one of the Karens said she listens to you and Jesse. She's a huge Padre fan.
Hi,
and
Karen.
So I told them I would say hello to Karen and Karen out there.
Karen and Karen.
Thanks for playing out there with
thank
us.
Thank you for caring.
Thanks for caring, Karens.
That's nice. I mean, I always say, did you say they were older?
I shouldn't say. No, I didn't say.
Okay.
I said they were two nice ladies.
Okay.
Because I can't really call anybody older.
In his mind, that's what he heard.
Yes, well, the only reason I say that is because I've always said that older golfers are the best golfers because they just don't care for the flashy play. They just hit it straight down the middle, even if it's short, and just keep going up.
The Karens had a down pat, man. They were hitting straight low drives all day long.
I do love the Karens.
The Karens, yeah. It was fun. So thank you, Karens. Well done. All right, we're going to do a little trivia.
Let's get to it. Chris versus the fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know Gen 4.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Still fighting over this guy is dangerous here in studio. All right. The prize. Where did it go?
You have qualified for a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas. Still two tickets to Carrie Underwood? We just changed months. So
yes, we did.
I worry about
that. Let me go check on it real quick. We just got a new sign-in thing, too. So.
All right. I don't want to tell everybody the wrong prize.
I know. This is good. This is good radio, guys.
He doesn't want to have
great
misinformation.
Radio, no. Guys. It is actually, it is not Carrie Underwood.
Oh no!
It's something much better than Carrie. Well, better than a qualification to Carrie Underwood. See how I got out of that one?
Yeah.
If you win, you will win a pair of tickets to tomorrow's Padres game against the Tigers. The first 40,000 fans will receive a free City Connect hoodie. See Padres.com/tickets for details. Straight up!
Straight up Padre tickets for the winner today.
Yes.
All right. Get to the rules.
I'm glad that we got that figured out.
That's a good thing,
Chris.
We did. You're welcome.
You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. And I want to say, Chris vs. the Fans is presented by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation. And I have a shout out real quick before we get into the game. When I was announcing my Pop Warner game on Saturday.
How did that go?
It went fine. Now, I'll have a couple clips. There's nothing that was terrible that I recorded. It was that they didn't give me a sheet with the correct numbers on it. So for the first half, I was calling the visiting team the wrong name because they had two they had two columns of numbers. They had the number of players on a roster, and then they had those players' numbers, and they didn't
explain
this.
Before he went down there, I said, this is Pop Warner. Whatever they give you, the information is going to be wrong. Get there early enough so you can go down on the field.
Couldn't do it.
And ask these kids what their names are and their numbers and check the spelling and the pronunciation. He's like, oh, I can't go bother a kid before the game. I go, these kids love to hear their names announced. It's like the highlight of their day.
Yeah, once I started announcing the names, right, when I would say their name, they'd be like, yeah, on the field, which was kind of fun. But anyway,
What about when you got their name wrong? What'd they do?
Well, I heard a parent one time go, it's not this name.
Yeah, well, that's what you get.
I'm like, okay, fine.
You got to get there early, man. Do your homework.
Sorry. And guess what? They played LCC, so I had to announce against my alma mater's Pop Warner team.
Professionalism.
LCC. Scrappy,
be behind.
Put it behind. All right. But the real thing is that I at halftime, there is a kid that came up. And I would say he's about 8 or 9 years old. And he pops his head up to the bottom of the thing. And he goes, hey, are you Matt Scrappy? And I was like, yeah. He was like, oh, my! I knew you were Matt. I knew you were doing this game. I had to come say hi. My dad's down there. He listens. So hello to Brad and Trevor, both listeners. Awesome. And I waited till this segment because they said they get in the car during this segment.
You no longer are known by one name. They actually know your full name now.
Yes,
Matthew. Scrape.
Matt Scrape.
Oh, he called you Matt.
Yeah, but my friend who invited me, we go way back, and she was like, my heart is warmed.
That's
because,
awesome.
Yeah, it was like a pretty funny moment. So, shout out to Brad and Trevor for listening. Thanks, guys.
All right. We have thanked everybody in the listening audience now.
Any more? You want to thank
Tony, you want to get in anybody?
I got nobody?
All right.
All
right. All right, let's get into it then. I think it's time.
If we didn't thank you personally
sorry
about that, but thanks for listening anyway.
Let's go to Luis in Lemon Grove. What's up, Luis?
What's going on, Scrappy?
Not too much. You ready to play?
Yes, sir. I'm ready to end Chris's streak.
Oh, a little spicy.
Padre tickets. I was going to let you win, too, Luis. But
no, you weren't. Are you kidding me? What NFL wide receiver had the most receiving yards in 2023?
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill.
Very good, Luis. Not a gimme.
Not a gimme.
No, that was a tough number one.
That was.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, very good, though.
Let's see. Did I already do that? I don't know. Which defensive player had the most sacks in the NFL last season?
Ooh.
NFL leaders.
Boy, that's
edition.
Not easy.
It is.
That's
Let's
not
go with TJ Watt.
TJ Watt is correct.
Whoa. Luis is just like shutting her down
right now.
He said he's coming in the streak, dog.
All right.
I can do nothing about
Third
it at this
and
point.
Final question.
Good job, Luis.
And then I'm going to be thanking Luis for ending Chris's streak.
Yeah. Get those tickets, Luis.
Don't leave any daylight.
What NFC quarterback had the most game-winning drives in the NFL last season?
Oh, that's easy. Anybody
what
knows
What NFC
that.
Quarterback had the most game-winning drives in the NFL last season?
Shoot. I'm going to go with...
Going to need an answer.
Brock Purdy.
Brock?
He went for the heartstrings there.
I wouldn't put Brock Purdy in another
Oh,
three.
Yes, you would. Luis knew though. Darn well
Stay
that
there,
you
Luis.
Would. I think it was Dak.
Wow! Luis! He did it!
What was the answer?
He's love? The champion!
Was it love?
It was not love. You guys will never guess this
Goff.
Answer. It was not Goff. Any other guesses?
Bryce Young, he only won two games. It
no,
have been
he's
him.
Not on the list. No. It was Geno Smith. Wow, won five, wow. Had
really?
Five game-winning drives last
well,
year.
We could have guessed for all night on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we probably would have been here all night.
All right, good on you, Luis. You said you were going to do it. You backed it up.
Yeah,
so,
stay right
and,
there,
and for
Luis.
The good news for you too, Luis, you get great prize right there. You're going to get two tickets to see the Padres. And El Tigres tomorrow.
El Tigres.
6:10, I believe, is the start time tomorrow. 6:40. 6:40.
How about this,
you.
Chris? Do you remember Lance Zawadzki?
Yeah, was he a Padre or an Aztec?
He was an Aztec and a Padre.
Both, okay.
Yes. He is one of the hitting coaches for the Tigers.
Really?
Yes. I walked down.
I don't know that I would. I don't know that I would let everybody know that the Tigers don't hit too well. But
well, I'm just saying. Like,
no, I know it's exciting. That he's done well. Good
doing
for him.
Well for himself.
Good for him.
One of the hidden coaches. Pretty
yeah,
cool.
Very good. I didn't. I was surprised yesterday when I saw the statistics. The Tigers are like the best pitching team in baseball, or second best. And they pitched pretty well yesterday.
Yeah,
but by Musgrove, boy, he shut them down nicely.
Oh.
Beautiful effort by Joe. And then Scraby's. Finishing ASS bullpen.
Oh, yeah.
Closed it out yesterday.
There's already a shirt out there.
I saw the shirt.
You did?
I did.
I mean, it's
a
not dirty
dot
or anything.
S dot
yeah. And it
S
has their pictures
dot.
Below their dot.
Oh, really?
Or their letter. It's pretty good.
Did you guys see
I was
the...
like, we're making up too many shirts now.
Yeah, just about anything works. Did
it's
you
a shirt
guys?
Game.
Did you guys see the... I think Ben tweeted this out the other day, and I think it still
Ben's
stands.
Ben's been tweeting a lot. Lately.
He has been.
Ben's been, you know, he's
hot taken.
He's been
like
pretty good
lots
tweeter.
Of hot takes.
And this is, yes, this is still true. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8... 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, sorry, 16. Tanner Scott, since becoming a Padre, has appeared in 16 games.
Yes.
And they've won them all.
Hmm.
Every game that he's been in, they've won. 16-0.
Wow.
And they're...
I got to tell you
so
what,
that's pretty good.
I tell you what, we had Scott on. We had Tanner on the other day.
Yeah.
Wasn't sure what we were going to get from Tanner because every time I mean, he gives... It's pretty short. You get one-word answers.
Right.
Doing well. Man, he opened up so nice on the show.
That was
the other
a really
day.
One
it was
of
a,
our good ones.
It was
yeah.
It was definitely one of our good ones. And then so I stopped him in the on the plane. He walked by the first time. I said what up, and I said, you know what? I'm gonna make him talk to me. Just, he came back. And said, hey, Tanner. Hey, man. Phenomenal on the radio the other day.
Yeah.
And he went right back to the.
He's like, huh?
Like three
You're
word
welcome.
Answers. Oh, well, thank you, man. We
no. All right.
Thanks for having me.
Maybe he's got out. A broadcasting career, because not everyone who broadcasts is the talker off the air.
He lit it up. He
yeah,
was good.
He was awesome.
His story about the his only changeup that he's ever thrown
that,
in his career
was
really
great,
good.
That was a great
Give
question.
Give Scraby
right
credit
there.
For that.
I was really nervous he wasn't
going to
he wasn't going to know.
It was almost like he was ready for it, too.
Yeah, it was
yeah.
crazy. He was like, oh, yeah, changeup.
For sure. Yeah, one time. 16-0 with Tanner Scott. So next time he comes out of the bullpen, thumbs up for the Padres.
All right, that's going to do it for this segment. Let's get to break. When we come back, we're talking 49ers, but not... in a good way. We'll discuss on the other side. Here's some.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Traffic.
All right, 4:20 is the time. Welcome back. Gwen and Chris. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Full show today, all the way up to 6 o'clock. We got a big 5 coming up for you shortly. And a reminder, 5:30 today, do not miss it, another edition of Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. I think you guys are going to like the category today. Simple, but effective. Coming up a little more than an hour from right now. Everybody out there, good job again by our guy, Luis.
That's
he likes
right.
when I say that. Yes. He's won the game before, he said. And
3-1.
3-1, yes. He gave us an official record, his question percentages, and he had it all.
The best part is when someone says, tell Chris or Tony something, even though they're in the room and they can hear. That's my favorite part.
They don't know that we're
in the
room. I
know, but that's my favorite part, because then you guys get to hear whatever they say.
Yeah. They're always
very excited.
Everybody's very kind.
The record one is interesting, because some people count questions as part of the win loss.
Yes.
Like, in order to actually have a win, you got to
win the game.
Win the actual
game. You got to get the prize.
You can't, and if chances are, if you come in and you tell Chris I'm 15-12 against him lifetime, it's you're counting questions. You're not counting games, buddy.
I there's many people who have beaten me multiple times, but I don't think anybody's beaten me 15 times.
Right.
That I'd be a little surprised by. College football, we talked about the Aztecs. And their victory. But it was an interesting weekend first.
I got to disagree with you on this one.
What's this?
It was an interesting weekend. It wasn't really interesting
right,
weekend.
Because the games were ridiculous.
The only games that were good was the SC game and LSU, and there was one more, I think.
Georgia-Clemson turned out to
Georgia
be a dud.
Georgia-Clemson was a dud. The Florida State game, even they lost, but that actually was a close
game. This is what college football gets. They let these. Yep. Scraby likes it. He loves the 48-point spreads.
Week.
And I think
for
it's just
week.
A waste of every. But it's a waste of everybody's time.
I think as we move along in this playoff thing, because those type of games are going to.
I hope they do.
They shouldn't be good for you.
No, and I think you should almost take a negative.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're Ohio State and you're playing Akron, you should lose ground for that. I know they won by 50 points, but of course they're going to win by 50 points. And Oregon was the one team that didn't win by a ton. They won 24-14 over Idaho.
Idaho, yeah.
Bernie Wilson's squad there.
Oh, the Vandals.
Shout out to Bernie.
Bernie gets a shout out. But because they only won by 10, they dropped 4 spots in the rankings. Look, football. Yeah.
Good. You know what? Serves them right. If you're going to put a team on that schedule,
then you got to win by 100.
You got to blow them out.
I know. They said that the teams was 71-1, the favored teams this week. Because they all were just so much better than their opponents.
You know, during the SC game, they put up the top 10 scores, and it was crazy. It was 70-3. It
right.
was just all the way down the line. It was just blowouts.
But one thing I did want to point out that made me feel happy.
Oh, I love this.
And you brought up USC beat LSU.
Yes.
I will bring up Jesse's squad, Miami. They beat Florida.
Yes, they did.
And I will throw
happy about
I will
that.
Throw one more in there as long as I don't forget it. Ah, I knew
you're
it
forgetting
early.
It.
If we would have talked about it earlier, I could bring it up right now.
Stop it. Oh, I'm going to go over there. That's it. Haymakers. No, another win that I enjoyed, Notre Dame over Texas A&M. Why did I enjoy those three?
Why?
Because all three teams that lost were in the SEC. And I know that the SEC doesn't think that it's, ever stinks. So take that, SEC. Georgia did win their game over Clemson. But of all of the games that kind of mattered, the SEC really did not do well.
I feel like
I was happy to see that.
I feel like my man Dabo is headed for a rough one.
I like Dabo because He's
trying to hold the line, but he's
trying to hold the line.
He's the only one.
Because he's trying to tell people, I won you 2 national championships. I've won 90% of my games, and you still want to fire me. There's something wrong with that picture.
He's also holding the line on taking in no transfers.
That's the part that's getting him.
And not doing the NIL thing.
Yeah.
That is not.
Everybody knows you got to do that. Even if you're the rowing team, you got to do that.
I get it. You want to maintain, what was happening before. It doesn't behoove you to go that route for your own sake.
No, you're right.
It just doesn't. Yeah. Everybody else is doing it.
I mean, Georgia was basically toying. They could have named the score.
Really,
and that's Clemson. So,
yes.
Yeah, hopefully college football will, you know, figure it out. We'll get some better games coming
new,
up.
That new rule they're talking about in terms of closing the transfer, only basically you get one chance to transfer throughout the course of the year versus the two opportunities you have.
Mm-hmm.
Might keep people where they are, at least for a little bit, but we'll see.
College football.
They're still working this whole thing out.
The good thing is we all sat back as fans of college football and let the people who run the sport make all of the decisions, and we should have known it was going to turn out bad.
Because
the people that run college football are just not too bright.
They
never have been, and they never will be. And, you know, the sport, I think, is... The 12-team playoffs, it's cool, but you know it's going to happen when they get down to it, that team 13, 14 through 20, they're all going to be crying about how they got left out. So it's the controversy's not going away.
They're going to have 67 teams.
Eventually they'll have the NCAA tournament like that in football. That's all you can do.
It's definitely crazy right now.
Yes. The only undefeated conference, by the way, in the nation after the first weekend of games?
Mountain West?
The Pac-2.
Of course.
2-0.
There's only 2.
Makes their conference record really nice.
Looking good. Oregon State.
Have a chance
and
to ruin
State.
That here soon.
Yeah, hopefully the Aztecs can take care of that. UCLA got off to kind of a shaky start, but they won.
Does Dave Marcus say anything about it?
At Hawaii.
Oh, yes, he definitely had something to say
in.
About
oh, okay.
it.
Yeah, and what was Jesse on the Miami?
Because
it'd be Florida. That's a bit of a rivalry, and those teams don't play all that often.
First
usually.
Of all, you know, he's a hurricane. Yonder Alonso is a hurricane. Those two were talking it up, and then. Yonder happened to be in Tampa, and he rode the bus back with us after that Saturday game. And, oh, they were hyped about their
good
the
for
U.
Them. Good for them. All right. That's college football. Florida State was the one team that tumbled. And
they tumbled twice already.
And then our guy, you talk about people I don't like, this Paul Feinbaum guy. Oh, God. But he came out today. I swear everything he says is just for clickbait.
I think it is.
And he goes today, their season's over. You know what? Those kids still have 10 games left. They probably don't think it's over.
No.
And for you, I mean, you want to say stuff like that, that's fine, all well and good. You get your clicks. But just, you're an idiot. These kids got 10 games left, Florida State. And even if they go 7-5, that's still their season. They may go to a bowl game. They may have a lot of fun this year. I mean, you're saying their season's over in terms of maybe winning a national championship, then say that.
Yeah.
But don't tell me that their season's over, because those kids don't believe you.
That's Paul Feinbaum.
Man,
for you,
not a fan. Not a fan. So how'd Deion do this week? Did Deion?
No, they lost, or they won, but they barely beat North Dakota State, okay?
Are you from Minnesota?
North Dakota.
North Dakota. Huh?
I know what that is, but why are you talking like that, though?
Because I like to do the upper territory voice.
I got you.
Deion was typically funny, I thought, though, after the game.
He did. He said,
most of you wanted us to take those of us who were upset that we won, and most of I know y'all upset that we didn't that we didn't lose.
Right.
Because you wanted that bad.
So you want to talk about the topic that we were supposed to talk about?
I don't know. What was it?
Ricky Parcells.
Not really. Ricky Pearsall.
Ricky Pearsall, sorry. You want to talk about it?
No, he said not really.
Well, we got another minute, so we might as well talk about it.
I just thought that Chris would have a little bit more of a serious nature to someone being shot.
I think he forgot, honestly.
I did. I got led off astray.
Chris also
give
wanted
me his
to
last
strangle
name again.
Me.
Ricky
Pearsall.
Pearsall.
Chris also wanted Parcells. To strangle me a couple Pearsall. Times. The chat says Chris chose violence today. He woke up and chose violence.
Yeah.
So. I've done nothing yet.
said you wanted to strangle
I've
me at least three
yet.
Times.
You're still in one piece.
Now, it's just a scary situation because
this
Ricky
was
Pearsall,
a really scary, you're right. Scary situation with the kid from the 49ers, Ricky Pearsall.
Pearsall.
First round pick.
Yeah.
Top receiver candidate to, you know, take. Oh,
he probably was going to take Brandon Ayuk's spot.
What actually happened to him, Scray? I know he got shot, just, but what were just, the circumstances?
He had just finished doing a signing.
Yeah.
At a spot.
Like at a mall. At the mall downtown. Wow. Like Union Square.
Which is right across the street where we used to stay.
I know where that is.
It was St. Francis over there.
Know that.
Sir Francis Drake.
No, St. Francis West, the Westin St. Francis.
I've stayed at the St. Francis myself before. Yeah, not with a team.
It's an old school hotel.
Yeah,
he had just finished doing a signing and wrong place, wrong time. 17-year-old kid tried to rob him. He, in the process of this, Ricky Pearsall was shot.
Mm-hmm.
So was a 17-year-old kid who tried to rob him. Now, I don't think Pearsall had a gun himself. It sounded like he somehow got the gun away.
The struggle or something.
Shot the kid. If you've been in that area recently, there's always police there. I've never been there in the last couple years in Union Square where there wasn't police officers. So apparently it happened. Police were already on the scene. Fortunately for Pearsall, he's going to recover.
But he took quite a blow. It wasn't a glancing thing.
It was through and through.
That's what John Lynch said. Through and through. The bullet went through him.
Wow.
He's lucky, John Lynch was saying, he's just lucky it didn't hit anything else. It didn't hit any vital organs. But he said he got a phone call. Let me read the exact quote, because this is something that goes, sends chills down your spine if you're anyone who cares about someone. He said, I'm just doing a dance over here.
Great radio.
I know. Oh, the earliest calls that I received were extremely scary. He said, quote, "We believe Ricky's been shot in the chest." And he said, "That's all I got. That outcome's not usually a good one."
That's all you're left with.
And then he raced up to the hospital, found out that everything was
going to be okay.
There was
video of it right after it happened. Pizarro getting into the ambulance. And I mean, he was moving. He was up.
Wow!
But you could tell he had just been through something pretty crazy.
Yeah, San Francisco. I went to college there. Grew up just outside of there. It's a gross city right now.
But there's violence everywhere.
San Francisco has become so bad.
If you're comparing it to how it was in the past, it's taken the turn in the wrong direction, but.
Any problem that he was wearing a $15,000 watch and that's why the kid wanted it?
Is it a problem?
I don't know that I'd be wearing a $15,000 watch walking through Union Square.
I think you got to be careful, yeah.
And maybe he'll learn from this or something.
Young dude just got it. I'm sure he just got that $15,000 Roly. He wanted to rock it. But you got to be careful. You got to know your areas, and that's just really how it is, man.
It's just going back to your John Lynch story about how he was told he was shot in the chest. When I was little, I got hit by a car on my bike, just bruised an ankle. They took me up to UCLA Medical Center. Back in those days, no communication. So a friend had to wait for my mom to come home tell her that I was at UCLA. She pulls up, and my friend Benji Schick. Can you imagine Benji in all of his excitement runs
Benji
over to my
mom.
Benji
sounds like a fun dude.
He was a fun guy. Benji Schick runs over to my mom and goes, "Mrs. Ello, I'm sorry to tell you, but Chris was hit by a car. He's at UCLA Medical Center." My mom doesn't stick around to get any information.
Just goes.
She just drives up there.
Hit by a car.
It's like 20 minutes. She's thinking anything.
100%.
So
yeah,
I can understand that.
How old were you got hit by a car?
I was about 12.
Leave it to a 12-year-old to explain
Benji Schick
kind of...
with the explanation. Got hit by a car, Mrs. Ello.
Have you guys seen that video floating around the internet of the blue Tesla truck?
What happened? I only seen the truck
and then
my guy fall into the...
So originally people were filming the Tesla blue truck.
Right.
And I missed it the first couple times I watched it, but the foreground, you see some dude getting smashed by a car.
I don't know if he got
falling
hit
on
by
his
a
head.
Car or what
it looks
it was.
Like he got hit by a car, but no one is realizing that this dude in the front of the video
I don't know how you watched that video, and I get it. The Tesla blue truck is nice, but when the body comes flying in there, at that point, I'm not looking at the Tesla no more. I'm like, yo, that dude just got hit.
Yeah,
and then the video cuts off, so I don't know what actually ended up happening.
The one I saw was Jim Harbaugh is driving this blue Tesla Cybertruck, and I was trying to look and see if it was Jim Harbaugh, and I missed the guy. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a second. There's a dude flying through the air in this video. Anyway, sorry, Chris.
That's fine. That's a funny story there. Guy was flying through the air in video.
After he got hit by a car,
got hit by
super
a car.
Funny.
I'm glad you enjoyed.
It was actually something I laughed really hard at.
Perfect. I'm sure the guy felt very sane. We got a big five.
Yes.
It's coming up.
Over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Jim Rome with an Odyssey Sports Minute. Looking at you, Clemson. Listen, it's one thing to lose to Georgia. Everybody does. But when you have the entire offseason to prepare for the best and deepest program in the country, your fans want to see something at least. Something more than one giant nothing burger. That's pretty much the way to sum up that Clemson performance. A giant nothing burger. I'm Jim Rome.
Four. 41. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, Big Five headed your way. Before we get to it, let's check some traffic.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only...
Oh, my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, so I've changed my Big Five many and many and many a times today, and we're actually going to start out with something fun. Nothing Padres related. We've already talked about all of that.
Number five.
But I don't know if you caught it, Chris. Nick Saban is a part of ESPN College Game Day.
Does that mean he's a part of the pregame show and the postgame show?
I just saw him on the pregame show.
Well,
no
if
idea.
That's the case, then you know darn well I haven't caught him.
I haven't.
I hate pregame shows and postgame shows, unless I happen to be doing it on the before the Padre game. Otherwise,
or listening to Sam's.
Or listening to Sam's. Yeah, you know what I think about these pregame talking heads. But
yes.
Nick Saban has intrigued me a little from some of the things I've seen.
All right, well, I'm sharing something on YouTube right now, and I don't know if you guys can see it on the YouTube or not. It doesn't seem to be going yet. Here it goes. But Pat McAfee and Nick Saban sit right next to each other.
I saw this.
On the panel. And yeah. Here's just the audio. You can't see anything, but let me just tell you, Nick Saban looks pretty annoyed. It's a good song. So Pat McAfee is like dancing, and then they show Nick Saban looking so annoyed during one of the breaks.
I should have known it was that song, didn't he? Because I was listening to it with no sound.
Yes.
So there,
Pat McAfee's dancing in his seat, and Nick Saban is like, look at this fool.
He's like, yeah, okay. So, my question for you guys, some think this is real, and some think it's staged. Tony, what do you think?
Because no, I didn't think it was
College
staged.
College Game Day was the one who released this clip.
Yeah, no, I don't know why you would think it was staged. That seems, it looked like it was real time. Like, Pat McAfee doing what Pat McAfee does, just having a good time, and Nick Saban looking at him like, this dude's never serious. Like, we can't even do our job. This guy's over here dancing around. I think it's going to be a great dynamic. We're having those two sitting next to each other. I think that's the reason why they're sitting next to each other, because they're opposites.
Chris?
Tony said perfectly. Pat McAfee was doing what he does normally. Nick Saban was doing what he does normally, which is looking really, really annoyed. So I think it was real.
I felt like this was staged for marketing purposes because it's a funny clip. Nick Saban is a great actor. Have you ever seen him in the Affleck commercials?
Oh, yes. He and Dion.
He acts with a buffalo that's not there and a duck that's not there.
Yeah, they're like Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon, the two of them.
But I kind of feel like this is a marketing stunt.
No, you and your conspiracies.
What? Get out of here. Can something just happen organically?
Not anymore.
The thing that is, I disagree with Scraby every time. But in this day and age, he actually turns out to be correct once in a while.
He does.
Once in a while.
No, not every time, but a lot of this stuff is staged in the long run.
All right.
Number four.
It was going to be heading in this direction all spring and summer with New York Giants head coach Brian Daboll leading the offensive meetings. Today, he confirmed himself that he'll be handling play calling duties as well. He was the offensive coordinator before he became the Giants head coach, but he had offensive coordinator Mike Kafka calling calling the plays in each of his previous two seasons as head coach. He wouldn't get into specifics about why he made the decision. I know why. He didn't work. The Giants, however, went 6-11 last year and averaged just 11.8 points per game while starting 2-8. Chris, is this a sign of a bad season to come?
First of all, I watched Brian Daboll on the Hard Knocks, and he impressed the hell out of me. He was smart.
All right.
He was asking all the right questions. He seemed like he had a clue. The GM, I can't say quite the same thing for, but yeah, Brian Daboll is probably a pretty smart guy. Seems like he knows football. I think him calling the plays is probably the best move you can make. But the sign of a bad season is not this. The sign of a bad season is who's on your roster, which is Daniel Jones, no running back, and a rookie wide receiver who's going to be triple teamed.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the sign of a bad season for the Giants.
Brandon says, we need a Mike Kafka, Brooks Koepka golf competition. Tony, do you think this is a sign of bad things to come for the Giants?
Yes, I do. Mm. You know, when the head coach has to take over play calling duties, it's usually a sign that if I'm going to go out, I'm going out on my terms.
Right, yeah. Going to go out in a blaze.
So,
yeah.
He had a really good first season, a really bad second season, right? This is third year,
right? First season, they were good. They
won the playoff game.
Yeah.
Second season was pretty bad. Yeah. If it goes down that route again, we know, and whether you agree with the length of time or not, in today's world of sports, you got about 3 years as your max.
Brian Daboll should send a thank you note to that GM who thought he'd wait for Saquon Barkley to call back.
Okay, so explain this. I'm left out.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, so in the Hard Knocks off-season version.
Okay, I haven't seen it.
They had the actual call where Saquon's on the phone with the GM.
The GM says he doesn't want him back.
GM basically is like, we're going to let you go out and test the market.
Oh, okay.
And when, you get the deal, you know, you give me your word, you'll come back.
You'll tell us before. We'll give us first right of refusal. We're letting you go, but wherever you're going to sign, please tell us what you're going to get.
And you can tell, like, from the very beginning of the phone call that the Giants sounded like they really didn't want Saquon back, which is why they were letting them test it. And you can almost, in real time, sense that Saquon is feeling the same thing. Oh, okay, you guys are going to let me test the market?
Yeah.
Okay. And as he's saying, you know, give me my word, you're going to come back, you could just tell, like, nah, he's saying yes, but he's really meaning no. He's not going to give you a chance.
It's an embarrassing thing to be on Hard Knocks.
That's
for
what
the
I said.
GM. Oh, man.
It was rough.
That is rough. That is really rough.
Number three.
I mean, it's like, hey, before we get married, I'm going to go date a few more people to see, like, if I really want to get married.
I just want to make sure that you're the right one.
First right of refusal. Update from when we talked about Oklahoma State putting QR codes on their helmets so that people can contribute to a player throughout the season. Well, the NCAA has blocked Oklahoma State from placing NIL-linked QR codes on its players' football helmets. It comes down to interpretation. The program believes it is permitted under NCAA bylaws to place QR codes on its helmets as institutional decals. According to an Oklahoma State release, the NCAA views the decals as, quote, advertising and or commercial marks, end quote, which are not permitted under the NCAA rules. Tony's reaction is my reaction. Tony, what is your ruling on this?
I don't know. This is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this idea when it happened, and I thought it's a pretty cool idea to use. You know, a random fan can just. But I can also see where the NCAA is coming from.
It's commercial.
It kind of could be considered that. This is tough. Again, this is part of this whole new landscape that, as Chris...
Kind of making the rules up as we go along, aren't
as
we?
As Chris perfectly explained, this landscape, I don't know if the NCAA is equipped to actually be able to make some
they're
of these
like,
decisions.
Wait, what are QR codes?
How are they deciding on this? They should let somebody who knows what they're doing decide.
QR?
Yeah, I don't know. This is among the many question marks that we now have in college sports.
Questions. Chris, what's your ruling?
My ruling is in favor of whatever the NCAA doesn't think.
So you would allow the QR codes?
Yeah, why not? They've let everything else go.
They need now control that somebody over comes, something.
Somebody comes,
that's
somebody,
what it kind of feels like. They're like, we got to control something.
You're going to let everything be totally chaos.
This is getting out of control.
But you're gonna stop this one thing from happening.
So your ruling is wear the QR code.
Yes.
All right. It's interesting, though. They got a good case on both sides, I think.
Number two.
The 63,969 fans who attended Sunday's game between LSU and USC set a record for Allegiant Stadium. That number is even higher than the attendance for the Super Bowl last year at 61,629 in February.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I thought there was a lot of people there.
It seemed like it was like packed.
How did they get all those people to go to one college football game? I don't get it.
I don't know either, and it's in a random city. Chris, here's my question.
Pretty big fan bases.
Though. Huge fan bases. Still. LSU, I mean.
They're ridiculous.
Yeah, they'll do anything to go see a game. Do you find regular season college games in a city that has nothing to do with the schools weird?
Not anymore. No. It's money for these schools, which eventually trickles down to these kids, so. No, I don't. I was really shocked, though, when I tuned in and I thought, man, they're playing in Las Vegas. Who would go? But obviously, everyone went.
63,969.
And you know what? This is totally never going to happen. But, you know, Las Vegas, I know they're in the deep red. They don't have enough money to support all these stadiums, but they sure get every event, just like I predicted would happen if San Diego ever built a stadium or an arena.
Yep.
Everyone wants to play their game in Vegas, no matter what sport and where it is.
It really is like perfectly suited for football.
They got to be making so money off of this.
People can plan their trip around that one game that they're going to go to, spend a week. However long they want to, and it just makes me question more and more how's baseball going to work in Las Vegas, where it's every day. But I don't think it's weird at all. I think at this point we have moved beyond fandom. I talked to it was like idolization of these teams. So
you know every
people
fan
flock now.
I agree with that. And the other thing is every fan base now. I think even the Aztec fan base. Looks at the schedule every year and says, what road game do we all want to go
100%.
To?
100%. It's like
if the road game's in Las Vegas, perfect.
It's like a destination now thing now.
It's
almost.
A great opportunity.
Cameron says, personally, I love the fact that I can go to Vegas and enjoy a game. Cameron, how many times have you been to Vegas to enjoy a game? I would like to know because, yeah, sure, I would like to go see a game there too.
That's the thing is you don't have to commit to going all the time. You can just pick a spot out. You can plan around it. You can do a whole bunch of things around that one game. Go enjoy it and get out.
And I'm not even trying to talk about how to get people to attend. I'm just saying, like, usually, like, for me, college football, USC should have been in the Coliseum with all the students getting those vibes.
But here's the thing. It don't have all those new amenities. I mean.
That's true.
You know, Alliant Field, that's basically a brand new stadium.
The Death Star, yeah. Let's call it, or whatever.
Yeah, it looks
the Roomba,
whatever you want to call it. I'm just saying, like, unfortunately, Coliseum is old.
Number one,
Bones is weary.
His bones is weary. So I heard about this thing last week, and I meant to ask about it, but it's called digital blackface. Mm. And before you go and report me to Adam. It's not that serious, okay? So here's what it is, and I should have carried over, but we gotta carry over.
This is too serious for you to just.
All right.
Yeah. I told you not to do this story, and now this music is confirming my thought.
It's not as serious as you think, Chris. It's not like people are really, really mad about
going
this.
Going down
it's a
slippery road here.
It's a social media trend-ish.
Yes.
Beautiful. Can't wait to come back and get myself in deep trouble talking about this.
More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.